thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah, you're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally. I'm waiting on my homies. Well, Ray, Jeezy, Will T is going to be out. But before we get into sports, I ain't going to lie. I'm a little stressed out, you know, and not myself. So if you know me, if you know about me on social media, any type of platform, you know that, like, I'm a big Sanaa Lathan fan. Like, I'm in love with Sanaa Lathan. And I saw something that was very disturbing to me, man. She cut her hair, man. Sanaa cut her hair. And I have so many bad friends. And let me tell you about my friends. And I hope you all are listening. I despise you all. Because you're in my DM. And for folks who don't know what DM means, that's your direct messages within your social media platforms. People are in my DM showing pictures of Sanaa Lathan with their hair cut off. Like, I haven't seen it. Like, I've been deemed a Sanaa Lathan stalker, supposedly. Like, I'm not going to see Sanaa Lathan in her bald glory. And, like, it's stressful. I'm not going to lie. It's really stressful. Like, I saw it and my mouth just dropped. I'm like, is this Sanaa? Is this what we're doing right now? Like, we're chopping off Sanaa Lathan's head. Like Sanaa, like you're still pretty. Like, that's, let that be known. Like, she's still pretty. And if you're listening to the show, if I, you know, at you or whatever, like on Twitter or even on Instagram, which I occasionally do anyway, I just want you to know that I still think you're beautiful. Like, you're still beautiful. But, I mean, you're better looking with hair. Like, I feel like that's not wrong to say. If a person's better looking with hair, some people aren't, you know. I think that Kanye West old chick, Amber Rose, is awesome bald. Like, she is gorgeous. If she had hair, she's still probably attractive, but probably I think she's more attractive with hair. I mean, without hair, excuse me. But Sanaa, you're like gorgeous with hair. Like, bald Sanaa is good. I mean, it's swell, but it's not Sanaa. It's like tough. Like, life is tough. Like, it's really tough. Like, I see how people have mental breakdowns. This is, like, really, like, disturbing. Like, Sanaa Lathan has, like, no hair. Like, seriously, like, no hair. Have anybody, like, checked out her Instagram? She'll say good morning, and that smile and how her flowing hair, she looks gorgeous. It's a pretty thing. Now, when she says good morning, it's bald. It's a bald good morning. That's really stressful. You know, this is a lot going on in life. It's just too much. Like, Sanaa with no hair is, like, really too much. And again, I want to say this. My friends, you all are the devil. Like, all of you who went into my Instagram DM and posted pictures for me to see, you're the devil. You're evil. Because you know this would stress me out. Like, you know this would stress me out. And you consistently do it. That is an evil thing to do to a person of my ilk. Seriously, that's very evil. And I feel like as a friend, I've been a good friend to most of you people. And for you all to go into my DM and say, Wally, look at your girl. She has no hair. It's stressful. It's ridiculous. It's stressful and it's evil. And I don't appreciate it. And I wish most of you all, but go yourself, to be honest with you. I really do mean that, you know, because this is a hard time. Now I feel like I have to go back to Alicia Keys, who's now with Swiss. So now I have to, like, social media stalker. I know, right? That sounds really bad. But still, though, like, you all are evil. I want you all to know that. Like, that was an evil move. But anyway, Will T's not here. So let's get into our tradition, the pregame. We will discuss the Washington Redskins safety Stuart Cravens considering retirement at 8:20. We will preview the Redskins season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles at 8:30. We'll make our week one NFL predictions and provide some fancy football advice. At 8:40, we'll make some overall NFL predictions. And finally, at 8:50, we'll talk college football, including the Maryland Terps upsetting the University of Texas 51-41 on Saturday with a big game. The Terps getting their big win on the road. But first, Stuart Cravens. Reports are out that Redskins safety Stuart Cravens is contemplating retirement. At the moment, supposedly the Redskins brass has talked him out of it or has given him a month to decide if he wants to retire or not. The Stuart Cravens situation is interesting. I'm on the side of saying that, again, I don't know what the man's dealing with. So for me to like kind of judge him and say like, oh, he's done this team a big disservice. He may be dealing with something really serious or something really crucial. But at the same time, you're playing football, in the NFL, and you signed up for it. And I guess in my opinion, how I look at it is that you could do that at a different time. Like, I'm sure you were going through the situation probably in training camp or beginning of training camp or even prior to that. And there are reports out there that, you know, he had the situation as USC when in college. And even last season, you know, he was going through the motions. But as a fan of the Washington Redskins, I'm a fan of the team. And let me backtrack. If he's going through a situation, that's fine. That's perfect. That's fine. And I hope he gets better and gets right. But if I'm a Washington Redskins fan and or ownership or, you know, part of the individuals up top running the team, I'm not worried about Sue Craven. And what I mean by that is it's not a knock on Sue Cravens and it's not an insult to him. But you got guys in that building who want to perform, who want to play back, who want to play for your team at the highest level. And so you, worrying about a guy who really doesn't want to be here, who's, you know, wants to retire, to me isn't something you have to really consume yourself with mentally. If he wants to leave D.C., let him go. I mean, he wants to retire, let him go. You got a guy like DeShazer Everett, who to me, ever since he's gotten on the field, has produced and balled. And now he has an opportunity to be a starting safety in the NFL. So let's concentrate on that. Because to me, if this guy is contemplating retirement, then you really don't want him on your team, because that means eventually, I mean, he doesn't have the love for the game or the love for the team. And secondly, you know, going out there, not really being invested in football, he can get himself hurt. So in my opinion, if I'm the Redskins brass, I'm not worried about Sue Cravens to the point where, you know what, let's get him back on the field. Let's kind of change his mind, because that's the wrong thing to do, to try to change this man's mind. Because if he wants to retire, he wants to retire. It is what it is. Like, you can't change somebody's love or will to come back, you know, to play a sport where he doesn't have the love for it. So having Sue Cravens on this team, yeah, obviously we talked about him on prior shows, talking about how he could be a difference maker. He could be a Sean Taylor-ish kind of player. But at the same time, in anything, if somebody doesn't have the heart for it, why force him into it? Why put him in that position to play for your team? If he doesn't have the heart for it, let him walk it out. Walk out and lead the team. There's no need to pursue him or to try to convince him to be on the team. Because at the end of the day, if it's not next year, if it's not the year after that, what happens is year five, and he gives you the same thing. You know what? I don't love the game, you know, or whatnot. You had guys in San Francisco who didn't love it anymore because of concussions or whatever it may be. They retired early, but they didn't have the love for it. You don't hear about him wanting to come back and playing football. So if he has an issue about his passion for the game, he doesn't really love the game or love playing football, why force him into doing it? You know, so all best to Sue Craven. I would have loved him to love to see him play in the safety position. I had high hopes for him. And if he does change his mind and play it and decides that he has a love for the game, I'm gonna root for him as a Skins fan. I think as fans, you should root for him. I don't get anybody being negative about him or you know, doing personal attacks on him via his social media platforms or whatnot. We posed a question on Facebook and on Twitter, my man, about Sue Craven. What's your thoughts about the Sue Craven situation? My man, Justin Rogers, said, unfortunately, had high hopes. He has to handle his business, but so do the Skins. Agreed. The Skins have to manage their team. They have to do what's best for their organization. And again, it's a guy like, to me, a guy like DeShazer Everett has the opportunity to perform. He plays well. You don't worry about Sue Craven. Sue Cravens is just, not to say that he's just an ordinary guy, because again, we've stated on this show that he's a talented brother. But if Sue Cravens isn't on his team, DeShazer Everett balls, you know, and he's played well in short little spurts when we've seen him in that game against the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia, where he knocked a dude out. He had a pick. I mean, so he's a guy to me that, you know, makes plays when you see him on the field, and he's like a safety. He has a safety presence. My man Chris Brown also on Twitter said, hope he gets his mental, emotional state or whatever the issue is together. The timing sucks, but his well-being is more important. Again, yeah, you got to care about the individual and care about what, you know, as a human being, care about the individual and hope that this young man gets it together and gets his, you know, whatever is going on, get it right. But again, at the same time, you know, don't, as a Skins fan, don't be over the top with Stuart Cravens. Worried about the guys that are on the roster right now. Stuart Cravens didn't play that many. He didn't start that many games last season. He played inside, linebacker. And again, I don't want to contradict myself. We said in this game he has the ability to be a star. But at the same time, you can't miss what you never really had. You know what I mean? So in terms of worried about, well, Stuart Cravens, if he was on the field, he would have been a difference maker. We don't know that. He could have struggled at the safety position. So worry about what you got. Worry about what this team has to offer in terms of defense and the guys who are on the field and the guys who are playing safety. DJ Swerger looks good at safety. Worry about that. Again, I mentioned DeShazer Everett. You got a guy in Fish Smithson who looked good in preseason, who's on the practice squad. You got guys. You got the kid from Michigan State in Nicholson. You got guys that you could say, you know what? They have the ability, maybe that they can pan out. You got D Hall, who if he gets healthy, eventually could play that safety position. So I wouldn't overconcern myself with Stuart Cravens to a point where, again, I'm like, okay, it's like losing a Jordan Reed. If I'm losing Jordan Reed, like I'm in panic because I know what Jordan Reed brings to the table. Like I know this. Like I know Jordan Reed is a guy that's a mismatch. I know Jordan Reed is a guy who can beat double teams, playing that tight end position. They try to bracket. He still can get open. Like, but I don't know what Stuart Cravens can do. I don't know if Stuart Cravens can lock down the slot receiver playing the safety position. I don't know if Stuart Cravens can check the tight end. I don't know if there's a situation where an offensive coordinator finds a way to get Stuart Cravens matched up against a wide receiver deep. I don't know if he can cover that wide receiver. So Stuart Cravens, to be honest with you, is the unknown. You know what I mean? So all we have to do as fans and guys who watch this team and support this team, all we can do is say, you know what, Sua, we want the best for you. But in terms of football, I wouldn't press on it so much because you've never seen what Sua can do at the safety position. But anyway, it's about time for a break. When we get back from break, we're going to discuss the Washington Redskins' upcoming game against the Philadelphia Eagles, the season opener. You listen to the Urban Sports Thing for ages. You dig? Deuces.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yao Shu, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a show on. Don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you. This is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA. Born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent. Extrovert, and absentness, what the f*** you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's in the earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live a better life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, I'm emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. Dodge your bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor. Features out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather calls. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodge your paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it,
four daughters, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching till the fan, I'm watching all the snakes, curving all the pigs, phone never on, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, sentence on the way, kidness on the way, motherfucker.
You listening to the Urban Sports Scene? I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. What's up, Ray?
What's the deal, brother? It's good to see you.
Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure.
In the building.
Early, son. Early.
Sorry I missed Sue Craven's discussion.
It's all good.
I did have some thoughts on that.
It's like, man, you know what? I was before even talking to Sue Craven, I was talking about, and you can talk about it too anyway. I was talking about Sanaa Lathan. Have you seen Sanaa Lathan recently? She cut her hair, man.
Oh, she doesn't look good no more.
She don't look the same, man.
To me, she had gained weight anyway, but that's another subject.
That's insult. Don't do that.
I'm not worried about
that. Don't do that, man.
She gained a little bit of weight. That makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. It wasn't bad
Sean
looking, man.
Sean Kemp, you know, we'll keep those
parts. You're comparing Sean Kemp's weight to Sanaa Lathan?
No, I'm saying if you gain a little weight, it makes a big difference.
As an athlete.
LeVon Kirkland. As guys who have played professional sports.
You're talking about in terms
weight,
of sports. Oh, yeah.
As Boris Diaw. I was watching I watched the throwback game on NBA TV, throwback NBA game,
yeah,
when Boris Diaw was on the Suns, when the Suns were competing against the Lakers.
Yeah.
This was before Kobe had Powell.
You're talking about Steve Nash, right?
Yeah, man. And he looked, great. He was in such great shape. So a little weight makes a lot of difference. And Sanaa Lathan has put on weight over the years. Since Love and Basketball.
She has, though, since Love and Basketball. But
so,
she's still,
to me, she wasn't the same.
She's what? You don't think she's still attractive.
No, like Martin wasn't as funny when he gained weight. Weight
what?
Has a problem. If you already
what?
Have weight,
are you? Wow, that's Martin wasn't as funny.
It's a problem.
Martin wasn't as funny when he gained weight.
No, he wasn't.
He just wasn't doing funny stuff.
He did moves like rebound.
He was still funny.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
This is what I'm saying. A little weight makes a problem.
But he still was funny. He was funny in Bad Boys too, and he was still like chubby. He was funny in Bad Boys too.
Well, that's a classic.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's exceptional too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna find something.
Yeah, because Martin's hilarious.
You can find some people who gain weight but were still decent, probably. Remember Kyrie Irving gained weight when he came back NCAA tournament?
He didn't look the same though.
Exactly.
He ain't ball the same.
Thank
that's
you.
Different. We're talking about balling and actual appearance.
Validation.
So her acting skills is terrible.
Would you like to gain a little weight? No, exactly.
That's terrible. All right,
there it is.
Yeah.
I'm settled. I won that one.
Not with Sanaa, but she won that one.
All right.
The term's referring to me, yeah.
In general.
Stop it, bro. All right. But, the Redskins are playing the Philadelphia Eagles Sunday at 1 p.m. What are the keys to victory for the Washington Redskins?
Well, I think it comes down to the defense. We all have questions about the offense. We want to see what Kirk is going to do with the new weapons that he has, and also with the guys he lost, clearly in DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon. However, to me, the pressure's on the defense. You got Carson Wentz coming into his second year. He had an impressive rookie season, threw for nearly 4,000 yards, 16 touchdowns, which is great for a rookie that had no number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
Now you give him Alshon Jeffrey. Have you seen Torrey Smith. Have you seen the preseason?
He looks good.
Carson Wentz looks pretty good. Yeah. So I think the Redskins' defense is going to be challenged the entire game, and that's going to be a good test for week one. So if you do need to make some adjustments, you have time to fix it going forward. Since this is just the first game going into the remainder of the regular season, this is going to be a good test.
I think you put a good you raise a valid point with Carson Wentz. We're talking about he had a wide receivers who dropped the ball, who didn't get separation. Now he has Alshon Jeffrey, who when healthy is one of the better wide receivers in football. Then you add Torrey Smith, who's probably one of the premier deep threats in football. And then you add the tight end and Zach Ertz. So now he's good. So now he went from not having weapons to having a boatload of weapons. And even LeGarrette Blount is his running back, who to me is a physical running back. So to me, first thing first when it comes to Washington Redskins is in any defense, your goal should be take away the run, right? That should be your first goal. So yes. LeGarrette Blount's he's a physical running back. So they have to be more physical than the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of the line of scrimmage. Because we saw in the preseason, and granted it was preseason, when they played the Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens looked more physical and they were tougher. So on the flip side, you would hope that they learn from that matchup against the Ravens. Granted, it was preseason, but they learn from it because I think the Eagles are going to try to bring that same mentality into FedEx.
So, bro, let's say hypothetically Carson Wentz comes out. He's looking good. How do you keep this offense off the field? You have to run the football effectively. You have to control the clock.
No, that's not the key. Yeah.
This is what the Redskins are going to need to do as well.
Yeah, they're going to need to, like, and again, Rob Kelly is going to have to impose his will. Is going to have to be a guy that gets the tough yardage because, again, the Eagles front seven is mean. You know what I mean? You got Cox and whatnot. So this team is, their front seven is the strength of this team. So they have to be more physical compared to the Philadelphia Eagles. And they did that last year even against the Eagles, you know, with the run game, even with that stout front seven. But still, in this game, they need to, because, again, you can't lean on, you know what, the Eagles offense isn't as thorough, because last season, you know, they didn't have the weapons. This season, they have the weapons to hurt you if you don't produce. You know what I mean? Like you said, if you don't run the ball, if you don't take advantage of things offensively, the Eagles' offense could take advantage of the Redskins' defense even more.
I'm interested to see Rob Kelly, how he, you know, just comes out mentally, because he ended the preseason on a high note, averaging over almost 6 yards a carry in that game against Cincinnati, ran for a touchdown. Looked like he could run between the tackles for the first time in entire preseason.
They blocked better.
You know, I want to say in the first few games, he just looked like he was overthinking it because he had this strong rookie campaign. He's now the guy, and I think the pressure was there. So now hopefully that will not be the same going into game one, knowing you're the man, knowing you had a strong performance in the game that mattered in the preseason. And I hope that he'll have a strong performance and help the Redskins control the clock, because that will be key. That way, at least you give yourself a chance.
Yeah. I agree. Running the ball is going to be essential. And also, let's be real. Like, we haven't talked about it, but Terrell Pryor and Josh Dotson, looks like he's going to play. So, you're missing DeSean Jackson. You're missing Pierre Garçon. You know what you have with Jordan Reed. You expect him to be healthy enough. Jordan Reed is probably going to be double teamed. They're going to try to take away Jordan Reed from Kirk Cousins, because that's Kirk Cousins' safety net. But you got to see what, you know, Josh Dotson and Terrell Pryor, what they're going to do in this game. They're very important in this game, because to me, it sets these two can set the tone for week two, week three, week four, because now if you show that, okay, you still have that deep threat in a Terrell Pryor or Josh Dotson, whoever that's going to be, right? If you can show that deep threat, now when teams are game planning for the Washington Reds, because they still have that threat, you know, and to say, okay, this guy can beat us deep. Because in my opinion, if they don't have a guy that's going to beat them deep, beat a defense deep, that's going to make Kirk Cousins' season that much tougher.
I'm glad you mentioned Jordan Reed for one thing, because that's my fantasy tight end. So I'm going to have invested interest into Jordan Reed. I'm hoping that he plays and he's able to play.
He's going
to
play.
And become the guy.
He's going
to
play.
I'm hoping he'll be able to play at the level that we know and love. And, I mean, we got glimpses of that last season, but the season before last, when he had that breakout year, that's what I'm looking for. I want to see that Jordan Reed. The one that told you privately, nobody can cover me. That guy. Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to that. And if he comes out and he plays strong, then that creates another matchup problem for the Eagles defense, which last year was not the strongest defense in the league, obviously. They got Jim Schwartz now, you know.
But they had him last year.
Did they?
Yeah, they had him last year.
Sorry, I didn't know. I thought that the Eagles defense last year looked vulnerable against the pass, and Kirk Cousins always puts up big numbers. Oh, I shouldn't say always, but
the secondary is bad.
He generally seems to put up big numbers against
Eagles. Well, no, you're right.
But, again, different receiving core. However, you put pressure on the defense by running the ball, by getting the ball to your best players. The Eagles, I'm guessing, will be on their heels, and you'll have the hurry-up offense working. Kirk Cousins at times can be effective. What I don't really want for the Redskins is a close game, because I feel like that's when the defense begins to trouble. Because, like, last season at home, the Redskins defeated the Eagles, but Carson Wentz started to turn it on at the end.
Towards the end.
And the Skins looked like they had a difficult time covering.
Yeah, again, this is a different team. I think they're better. I think Eagles are better offensively and defensively, to be honest with you. I think the secondary is improved. They got Darby out of Buffalo, so they are going to be a better defense, because they have a legitimate good cornerback. Darby was one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. Not a shutdown cornerback, but one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. Then you got Malcolm Jenkins, who's a good safety. Now Malcolm Jenkins doesn't have to do that much work as that premier secondary player, right? So, because now you have a good cover corner in Darby. So I just think that the Eagles, to me, are a better overall team. And this is my fear, though, that the Eagles will come into this game not scared of the Washington Redskins. This is what the receivers of the Washington Redskins have to prove. Their cornerbacks will not be scared of the Washington Redskins wide receivers. They will not. So I feel like they'll press them and they'll see what they can do. If Terrell Pryor, it's going to be essential for Terrell Pryor or Josh Dotson to create a big play on one-on-one. If they can do that, then they can put fear in the Eagles secondary, and then now we're cooking with grease. Now we're like, okay, we're ready to go. But they're essential. Crowder has to have a big has to be a big part in the game plan too as well in the slot, because, you know, I see him going against a Patrick, I think it's Patrick Robinson, their nickel cornerback for the Eagles. So there's a lot of things that I feel like he has to be a big part of. But to me, it does in terms of the passing game. It really is going to have to go on Terrell Pryor and Josh Dotson's hands, because I do expect Jordan Reed to be doubled. Like, I really expect that to happen.
Well, no Sean McVay this year, so the Redskins are obviously going to have to come out and show some things on offense. But based on all that we said, we feel as though both the Redskins and the Eagles have shown enough on offense to where we're not as concerned. But both teams defensively are going to have to prove something. And for the Redskins, I want to see how they're going to cover Zach Ertz. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, tight end's always been an issue for the Washington Redskins.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You're right. It's going to be – and ideally, you're going to hope that Zach Brown's the individual who can – well, because he has the speed to probably try to check
Considering your love for the linebacking core, I was interested in what you're
– I'm not going to go Foster. I don't think Mason Foster could cover like that. But that's just me. I mean, he's not a great cover linebacker. He's just not. I'm not trying to be mean. You baited me. I was just trying to be nice. I was trying to be more polite. I've heard I'm cutthroat when it comes to Mason Foster or, you know, Will Compton. But
just the linebacking core in general.
Like, no, I love Zach Brown. I think Zach Brown's a beast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do, like, obviously, you've been advocating for him because of your hatred towards the other guy.
No, I think Zach Brown's actually way – like, I think it's an insult as an athlete to have that dude on the bench compared to those other dudes.
Again, Redskins control the clock. I think they'll have the Eagles' defense worn down.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if they have to run the ball, I think that's the most essential thing. But I do think they have to make big plays too at the same time. If they can make big plays, then I think the Washington Redskins can win this game. But give me your prediction for the game.
I'm taking the Eagles in this one, 23-17.
Just because of my Redskinism, I'm going to take the Redskins in this game. I'm going to take them 24-17.
By the way, before we go to break, is Will still a Eagles fan? I mean, I don't know who he picked.
He put the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm just wondering.
Will's still he's not an Eagles fan. According to him, he's not an Eagles fan, but you know he's an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
He'll probably play it off like he's not, but he's an Eagles fan.
All right.
You know what I mean? But anyway, we will make our week one NFL picks after the break. You listen to the Urban Sports saying for ages. You dig? Deuces.
Around the way, you can roll through. my city, cause that's where I live. Hey, hold up, stop fighting. Everybody know that you ain't so good.
Yeah, you're listening to the Urban Sports Team. I'm Wally here, my boy Ray Jeezy. Will T's on vacation, but Will T has this. We're about to do our NFL football picks. I know it's all off the
offer. That's all right. Thing. That's all right. I knew what you meant, brother.
Yeah, we're about to do our.
So does the listeners. I know. They know Will T doesn't come at all.
Go ahead. We're going to do our NFL football picks for week one. This is our first, you know, this our first one. And usually we talk a lot of trash. We have everybody here in the building.
I'm looking forward to putting last season behind because I stole the number one spot in the last week of the season.
Yeah, you did.
Because I didn't send my picks to you in time or something crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't make the show because I had real life problems. I was told that I was forfeited or something.
Yeah, like, you had to forfeit them. Real life problems,
so
man.
So now my man Will just, you know, brags on this, like, I'm the champ type of thing. And I had like an 8-game lead, like at the very end.
You had a good lead. And you always told me, like, you always say this. You always say this quote, man. Real people do real things, man. Yeah. You come and blame yourself, man.
You Goodell'd me. You know what I'm saying?
I Goodell'd you? Yeah, nah, man.
I don't know if you've done that to Will for real.
I have. I was going to do it to Will today. He texted in, right? He's about to get Goodell'd. That's a vicious word. Goodell'd. You've been Goodell'd.
All right, we got a new term.
You've been Goodell'd?
Hashtag it.
You've been Goodell'd. Anyway, man, let's go right into the picks, man. First, Thursday night game, the Chiefs versus the Patriots in Foxborough.
I will take the New England Patriots.
All right, Will T chose the Patriots. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Okay.
Jets versus Bills. Both teams suck. Starting quarterback situation is horrible for the Jets. Well, Tyrod Taylor is going to play for the Bills. That was questionable at first.
I'll take the Jets.
I'm going to take the Bills. Eagles versus the Redskins. Oh, you said
Eagles. Got the Eagles.
Yeah, I had the Redskins. Will T has the Eagles. Raiders versus Titans in Tennessee.
I'll take Oakland.
I'm going to take Oakland. Will T has Tennessee.
Vegas. Sorry. Vegas. My bad.
Oh, I said Oakland. Sorry. Ooh. it is Vegas. Good God. You're supposed to have it. Yeah, I'm taking Vegas Raiders.
I'll take the Las Vegas Raiders.
That doesn't sound right.
I don't got the Chris Berman thing, probably.
It's officially Vegas.
Sorry.
It's officially Vegas, right?
It is.
Good God. That don't even sound right. Yeah, I'm going to take the Raiders as well.
I'm take the Vegas Raiders.
I'm going to say Raiders. I'm not saying Vegas. Will T got the Titans. Buck, this game may not happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I want to make sure anyway. Buccaneers versus the Dolphins.
I will take Tampa regardless.
I was going to take Tampa too. Will T, I don't think Will T made the choice on this one, but if it doesn't happen.
And Jay Cutler, I do not trust.
Did Will T make a pick for this one? Not because he wasn't sure either. Yeah. Like he said that, like, this game won't happen. But yeah, but whatever. I got the Dolphins. I'm not Dolphins. I got the Buccaneers. I wouldn't choose the Dolphins. James Winston's about to go ham this season. I haven't won my fantasy football
teams.
All right. So the Jaguars versus Texans.
I'll take Texans.
I'm going to take the Texans. Will T got the Texans. Cardinals versus the Lions.
I'll take the Cardinals.
I'm going to take the Lions. Will T has the Cardinals. Falcons versus the Bears.
Falcons
all day, every day. Not the Bears. The Bears might lose 16 games. Will T got the Falcons as well. Bengals versus the Ravens in Cincinnati.
I'm taking Baltimore.
I'm taking the Bengals. Will T got the Bengals as well. Steelers versus the Browns in Cleveland.
I'll take the Steelers.
I'm taking the Steelers too.
Not eight. Talking about teams that can lose 16 games. There you go.
That's it. It's another one too. Yeah, you're right. They get worse.
Alabama might as well play in the
AFC
this year.
You're right. You're right about that. Colts versus the Rams. No Andrew Luck. In LA.
I'll still take the Colts. Real people do real things. This is what it's all about.
You're right, though. You're right. I'm not going to take the Colts. Okay. I'm taking the Rams. Will T got the Rams.
T.Y. Hilton has a big game.
Fantasy team. I knew it. It has to do it. Seahawks versus Packers in Green Bay.
I'm going to take the Seahawks.
I'm going to take the Seahawks. Will T has the Seahawks as well. Niners versus Panthers.
Give me the Niners.
Will T at the Niners. I got the Panthers.
Oh, gone it.
I got the Panthers. Giants versus the Cowboys.
Give me the Cowboys.
Give me the Giants. We'll take the Giants as well. Saints versus the Vikings. It's AP get back game. My fantasy football team.
I will take the New Orleans Saints.
I want to take the Saints too. I'm trying to go who's the better defense. Minnesota has the better defense. Give me the Vikings. You got New Orleans. Will T has the Saints as well. Chargers versus Broncos.
I'm taking the Chargers.
You know, that's my dough. Defense is feeling going to struggle. I got the Chargers. Will T has the Chargers as well. We all have the Chargers. That's a tough one.
That's fine.
I think I benched Phillip Rivers in my.
I don't like Brock Osweiler.
Well, he's not starting though. But
I don't like anybody.
Simeon. Yeah.
I don't like the quarterback.
Yeah. I don't like who does.
Even though they don't really need to have a dominant.
Their defense is still good.
Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl when he didn't do anything.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Have some beers and then.
That is true because Peyton Manning didn't have to do anything.
Want to have a couple beers. And he was fat. That was funny.
He's always been kind of sloppy fat for a quarterback. Tom Brady's been shaved.
Like Sonali.
Go ahead, man. One thing we will not do on this show is going to insult the beautiful Sonali Lathan.
Man, Tom Brady's body is ugly.
Isn't it? Is.
I don't care what you say. Sorry.
Give me a fantasy football player for the week that you think is going to be good for in week one. You can name someone on your team.
Jordan Reed.
Against the Eagles, he typically does well against the Eagles.
I got Jordan Reed.
That's good, man. Obviously, Jordan Reed. I got Jordan Reed.
I love your laugh.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. My laugh is awesome, man. I'm not ashamed of my laugh anymore.
I know.
The old me was like, nah, I can't stand my. So I had to laugh away from it. From
was
the
that
mic.
A Home Alone moment, Kevin? Because I'm not afraid anymore.
I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not ashamed anymore. Not
Did
afraid.
Did you hear me?
Did you?
I'm not ashamed anymore.
What the? Don't do that. I didn't sound like that. I'm about to play it back eventually. I didn't sound like that. Now, what the? What is that? Now you're going to have me hate my laugh again.
There it is.
That wasn't that was.
I think you controlled it. Sorry.
I did, man. I had to control it. My fantasy player for the week that I think is going to have a good game is my wide receiver, Clemson. I don't have the moment right now. I always draft him. He plays for LA Rams. Sammy Watkins Jr. He's not a junior. Sammy Watkins. That's it, Ronnie. Like Ronnie Watkins Jr. Sammy Watkins. Excuse me, man. Sammy Watkins is going to be like, he's going to go ham, man. He's going to go ham.
I look forward to seeing what Vegas does.
Vegas?
No, I'm just doing
it. I can't stand that. Vegas with a football team, man. It makes no darn sense.
It's like the XFL.
What? Jerseys look way better.
No.
Oakland jerseys are always Vegas jerseys are always better, man. I'm trying
to help you get used to it. It's like when a new year comes, you gotta get used to writing the right date. So this is what it is. Get used to saying Vegas, the Las Vegas Raiders.
I don't even like when Chris Berman say it like that.
I don't either. Yeah. I'm annoying myself.
I know you are, I can tell. You could feel it. You can feel it.
But it's great.
It's okay, man. The Raiders. See, I don't like
you
it.
You said even better than I did.
I don't want it.
That's pretty good.
I know, but it's not cool though. Chris Berman.
What are you doing for the game? Oh, you're coming to the Raiders game.
I should be there.
Okay.
I should be. That's the plan.
Okay.
We'll see how that plays out.
That's great to say. We can get a bucket of chicken and watch the game.
You know, I watch games with people anyway. Only when I cover
that's
it.
Ridiculous.
That's the only time
that's
I watch games.
Ridiculous.
Game. And that's real talk.
You're a grown man.
No, I'm not.
A grown fan.
No. I'm not. I'm immature. And that's real talk. Anyway, it's time for a break. When we get back from break, we'll do some NFL predictions. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene. For Aegis, you dig? Deuces.
She busted up, she see the gutty, dump, dump, dump.
You listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally. Here my boy Ray Jeezy. Will T's out on vacation. Not really vacation. He just out. Will T just out. But anyway, NFL predictions. You know what I mean? It's always cool to predict certain, you know, what's going, certain things are gonna happen, what could happen in the NFL, like MVPs, rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year, coach of the year. You know, just, you know, we can gauge a little bit off of, you know, we've seen last season, some of the things we've seen in the preseason too as well, but or, you know, some of the guys that look like they're ascending. So Ray, I'm gonna start with you, man. Player awards, man. MVP. Who looks primed to be the league MVP?
Last year it was Matty Ice.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Which is the quarterback of the team that I grew up rooting for.
That you do root for.
I still root for the Redskins.
But you,
I
still, mean, but you could,
for
look,
the Falcons, I'm,
yeah,
sorry.
About to say.
I just cover the Redskins, so it's difficult, yeah, to really.
You, no, know, you can still be. No,
it's,
no.
It's difficult to really talk about these guys.
Man, I cover the Wizards. I'm still a Laker fan. Lonzo Ball, baby.
So the reason why I mention that is because I'm looking at a guy who had a breakout year.
Mm-hmm.
And typically that's what happens. So when you look at quarterbacks around the league, who else was like right there? Right there on the cusp of having it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers always
in Aaron Rodgers always in discussion.
Always in discussion. And then you had Kirk Cousins, who was in the discussion as well.
Derek Carr.
Before he got hurt
was a major player, though. He was a major player.
On the defensive side,
it's so hard for a defense. Oh, you mean defense MVP or just defense or MVP period?
Well, I was thinking about defensive player being potentially.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's tough too. That's tough. Oh, you could say the dude, Mac from the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, here's my thing. I feel like with all that's going on in Houston, J.J. Watt coming off injury, finally healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like he could have an MVP. Like he could set a record for sacks or something this season.
I think you can even look at Clowney. Clowney was looking so good in that postseason game against the Patriots, and like he's ascending upwards. Like he's a guy that, you know, I think can arguably be defensive player of the year.
Well, see, I'm thinking that J.J. Watt is going to be MVP.
Yeah, obviously, because he's that talented.
So anyway, looking at the quarterback position, I still like Matt Ryan. I just don't think that they're going to invest as heavily into the offense. Like, mm-hmm, Kyle Shanahan was so, you know, pass-oriented last season. I think that's going to change.
Uh-huh.
So I won't go there. Again, Aaron Rodgers is in the discussion.
I'm
trying
guy
to narrow it down to a few guys. I know that even Dak was mentioned in.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's definitely one.
If he doesn't have a sophomore slump like some people are predicting, even though he looked good in preseason. Yeah. He's my fantasy guy, by the way.
Yeah. Plugs.
He's right there.
He's my fantasy guy, by the way.
Absolutely.
I got two that I think I like as MVP. Because
I'm still contemplating, clearly.
Yeah, obviously. Russell Wilson, I've loved the way he's playing preseason. I think he looks even better as a passer. I mean, we've seen him as a, you know, a guy who can scramble, and he's been a decent passer in the league, but he looks mature. He looks like he's now comfortable in his own skin and playing the quarterback position and in terms of passing the football. And also a guy that I think was in college was always a winner, and to me, even as, you know, his first couple of seasons in the NFL. I like James Winston. I think James Winston, with the talent that he does have, and I think talent also helps, you know, it's going to help him out as a quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and getting DeSean Jackson. You already have Mike Evans. You got O.J. Howard. Like, you got, eventually you'll have Doug Martin back. You got Jaquez Rogers right now, who's taking Doug Martin's spot at the moment. That's a talented roster, and you have a good defense. So if he does struggle a little bit in terms of in the game, they have enough to kind of, you know, carry him along to as well. I think, in my opinion, I think he'll have great offensive numbers with the offensive weapons he has on the outside and even at the tight end position.
What do you think about a healthy Le'Veon Bell this season? Hopefully being able to stay in every game. I'm want to compare him to Tomlinson.
Uh-huh.
We know Tomlinson played at the MVP level. What do you think about him?
I think it's a good look. I think Le'Veon Bell, it's going to always depend on the record, right? And I do like, and I'll say this, it is not on the side of, it is not on the offensive side of the ball. Getting Joe Hayden, Pittsburgh getting Joe Hayden, is going to make them a better team. And I think making them a better team is going to help Le'Veon Bell become MVP candidate. I think he's going to have the numbers, right? And they're going to, and if I think if the Steelers finish with the best record in the AFC, say they finish the better, have finish off with a better record than the New England Patriots, I think Le'Veon Bell's the MVP.
I'll take Le'Veon Bell then. Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to go with. Yeah. I was looking at the quarterbacks. I mean, you got the regulars. And it's going to be hard because I think the Packers are going to have their midseason difficulties that they did last year. You know, Kirk with the new offense, it's going to be tough to put him in a discussion. I'm thinking.
He's never going to be in it. Like, he has the team to
Matt raise. Ryan, I think, will still be in it.
Yeah, I think Matt Ryan's always going to throw it.
I'm going to go with Le'Veon.
Le'Veon. All right, give me a rookie of the year.
My heart is saying Fournette.
Yeah, that's mine. Leonard Fournette to me. I think Fournette's going to be rookie
because he is ready.
He's ready. He's a man.
If he can stay healthy.
That's it. If he can stay healthy, but I think he's a man. I think Leonard Fournette has the opportunity to be a stud.
He's, to me, the most NFL-ready guy.
Yeah, since like it's just, yeah, I think so. I agree. And he's always been a guy that has been touted to be that dude as a running back. And when he was at LSU, as soon as he hit the field, folks knew it. I mean, he was supposed to be that guy, and he's produced. So I think Leonard Fournette's going to be rookie of the year. Offensive player of the year, you were talking about Matt Ryan. I mean, defensive player of the year, sorry. Defensive player of the year.
We got my man Reddick in Arizona, too.
Yo, yeah, he looks good.
So, but
rookie of the year?
Joe Mixon could take it.
Joe Mixon could be real. Like, Joe Mixon could do it, too.
That's the thing. Gosh, I'm having a hard time. I should have just gave a definitive answer. Instead, I'm looking around at, like, different guys.
I see, obviously.
But we both went with Fournette. Let's stick with Fournette.
Defensive player of the year.
J.J. Watt.
I'm going to go with Clowney. Okay. Offensive player of the year. You want to stick with it? I mean, obviously, it's probably if you pick the quarterback, you say Le'Veon Bell is going to have to be Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
That's how I look at it. He's the MVP. Usually, that's how
Absolutely.
It works. That's how it works.
Anyway.
Yeah, it would be Jameis Winston for me. It really would. Or Russell. No, I'm going to go Russell. I think I like it the way Russell Wilson playing.
I think Russell was going to be MVP.
I'm going to go Russell Wilson.
Just because of the way
Pedro,
his game plans.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think he would just, restrict them.
All right, coach of the year.
Coach of the year is going to be.
Gonna be Mike Tomlin?
No.
You got Le'Veon Bell. Might as well be Mike Tomlin.
Nah, I'm gonna go Andy Reid.
Andy Reid? Okay. Yeah.
I think I will go. Well, who was it? Bill O'Brien last year?
Was it Bill O'Brien? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Crap.
It wasn't
it was Dan Quinn. I don't think
it was ATL when Dan Quinn?
I don't think so. I thought it was Bill O'Brien.
I gotta check that out. We looked it up.
I'm gonna go, but I'll stick with my guy and Andy Reid.
I'm going to go with Coach of the Year. I am going to go with won't be Mike Tomlin. I don't want to pick my. Actually, I'll go with Doug Peterson for Philadelphia. I do like what they have to offer. I think they're going to be much improved. I think they're going to finish over 500. I think it'll be a playoff team too. At the same time, and the Eagles are going to be really, really dangerous. This season. I think the Eagles are going to be a team that you really have to worry about. Who do you have going to the Super Bowl and winning?
I have Atlanta going back to the Super Bowl, surprisingly. I think the NFC Championship game will hopefully deliver this year the Atlanta Falcons and the Dallas Cowboys. You can't go wrong with either stadium, which would be great. I'm going with Atlanta going back to the Super Bowl to face the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be the Super Bowl champion.
What's up, man?
Although I want to pick the Falcons. I just.
It's okay.
Just the fact that I'm picking them to go back to the Super Bowl says a lot about my confidence, but that's hard. Atlanta's actually, the defense.
They're a good team, man.
Defense is good. I want to change it.
I thought they should have went after Joe Hayden.
I'll stick with the Steelers, though.
I'm going to pick the Redskins and Steelers.
Okay.
I'm going to be a homer. I'm going to be the Sonny Jurgensen in this thing. I'm going to pick the Redskins and win it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go hard in the paint.
And I can always change my pick.
Of course. We will change our picks. You know how it is. You can always change it.
I'm loving the Steelers this year. I don't know why.
I do. Once they got Joe Hayden, I was like, they finally got a cornerback who can cover. Like, usually they never have a cornerback who can cover. I think that acquisition was awesome. But anyway, college football is back, and the Maryland Terps made some noise. We're going to talk about that after a break. You listen to the Urban Sports Scene. For Aegis, ya dig? Deuces.
It's been through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Ziggy's dead and shit. What the f*** else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. seen it all, we been through it all, yo. That's how you know right now. Hold them up for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
True.
Lil' Kim. D.I.G.
I'm lying.
Yo, yo. Blowing it with rusty ass German things. Keeping the thorough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and falls and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, you wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bats, obsessed with gas. Ain't since a little dude eating full buck 50s. These niggas kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave him relax. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, no, I'm plotting instead.
Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, jump him in the club. Have you out and out when he bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OG, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, jump him in the club. Have you out and out when he bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OG, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a this not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lots where my rock like to spark a lot. My Brooklyn style speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, y'all on some following. Coming in this game on some modeling. It's up just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O B B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. What? I wish I lived a life I live. Yo, prodigy, tell them what this is done.
Yo, it's done. The real
to make you feel. Dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OG, cause it's never enough.
Yo, it's the real
to make you feel. Dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OG, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my. I need that to boost my adrenaline. You rock that. That real life makes me stick wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like shit. Yo, want problems? Pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaking with his twin ghosts. It's gangsta how we rock. While you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big. We get busy. It get grisly. Beat. Bloody twist, in frontin', get the running. For the Miz, get the dumping. The fans get the thumping. MOBB got the whole spot jumping. When my step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
It's the real to make you feel. Jump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OG, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real to make you feel. Jump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OG, cause it's never enough.
Yeah, you're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally here with Ray. Will T's out. I mentioned college football before the break, man. We finally hit college football. We had the NFL, college football. And the cool thing about it is the Maryland Terps, the local team, the hometown team, had a big win in Texas, winning 51-41. How big a victory was this for the Maryland Terps program and coach DJ Durkin?
Well, just beating a ranked team, whether people feel like Texas should be
ranked. Yeah, and they're not. Yeah, we know.
Because that has been the knock all week. Not all week, but since the Terps came up with that surprising win. Mm-hmm. Many have been saying that, oh, Texas is a ranked team. Mm-hmm. Nobody should have put them in that position. But to see how they jumped out on the road against Texas in that environment, totally impressed.
Real quick, breaking news, Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension has been upheld by the arbitrator.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so he will be out for six games. But Cowboy fans are mad. Somebody drafted Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
Yeah. So, well, be on the bench for six games.
Feed me.
You're right? Feed me. But, yeah, I'm with you, Ray. I mean, Texas wasn't the biggest. You know, the funny thing is, you know, Charlie. I guess it wasn't Charlie Strong's fault, right, that Texas wasn't that good. He tried his best. But Texas, I mean, Maryland beating Texas is still big because they went to Texas and they did beat a team that we can both say that the state of Texas has a bunch of talent. And for this Maryland Terps team to go into Texas and win 51-41 is impressive. The running game was impactful. You had Ty Johnson over 100 yards, about 132 yards, I believe only with 12 carries. So, you know, they brought their running game, and I felt like watching the game physically, Maryland brought it to Texas, and quarterback Shane Buechele, I believe he was sacked 5 times in that game. So to me, Maryland, from watching Maryland, since they moved in the Big Ten, they looked better than I've ever seen them play in the Big Ten.
Well, yeah, it's a good indication of, you know, how the team improved,
uh-huh.
how, you know, a second year coach is now starting to implement his system. His
totally agree. Uh-huh.
But you know, the real test will come against the
Michigan, Ohio State,
the world, because not only do you lose to these teams, you get blown out.
True.
But this was good. This was a good hostile environment to go into for week one.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you jump out to that big lead. And then what was most encouraging is Kasim Hill coming off the bench to complete that 40-yard pass. Which was,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. It was. It was.
Because when I see him, he's a local guy.
Uh-huh.
Stay committed to the University of Maryland, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
A year after Dwayne Haskins, at the last minute, jumps out of his commitment. Or pulls out of his commitment, I should say,
uh-huh.
goes to Ohio State, which also recruited Kasim Hill.
Yeah.
So to have a local guy come in the game.
That throw was big, too.
It showed some promise.
That throw was big, too.
Right, that's what stood,
momentum
that's
was,
what stood out to
yeah,
me.
Uh-huh.
And it showed composure. My only concern is he only threw, what, 3 passes, I
yeah.
believe. And
he didn't start.
Well, of course he didn't. He came
yeah.
in the third quarter.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I'm hoping that they don't have this dummy down game plan going into week two with him starting,
yeah.
because it looks like he's going to be starting.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only concern. I'm hoping that they'll, you know, give him the free reins to make some mistakes and to learn and grow. He has the athleticism. He has an arm. Let the guy go in and perform. He has the confidence now that there's a big win. And hopefully the entire team does.
Yeah, all in all, it was a big win. It was a good showing for the Terps. But during the first week, which games were the best to you going into this? Watching the games this week, excuse me.
Oh, man, that's, you can't just ask me for one game.
Yeah.
Did you see the Tennessee game?
I didn't see that game. I didn't see that game.
No, that was a good game. I didn't watch the whole
uh-huh.
game, but that was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M.
Oh, that game was awesome. UCLA. But see, I it's funny. So I changed the channel thinking that game was over. We're like 44. It was 44-10 at the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and speaking like Josh Rosen, I've been talking about him. That's Heisman, and that's the guy that, again, that I've stated that is probably going to be the number one quarterback drafted in next year's draft. But that dude, the stats he put out there, that dude's special. To come back from that type of deficit, impressive.
I enjoyed the South Carolina game against NC State. You saw the competitive nature of the ACC versus the SEC, which
uh-huh.
is always good because, you know, right now
uh-huh.
there's this debate as to who's better. The ACC came in with the edge, but then Florida State got knocked off like Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather.
I will.
This letdown of a game.
Because Alabama.
It was a very close
matchup. I'm about to say.
It was a very close game.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. I mean, if you look at the numbers, it was almost even.
Yeah, Florida State, Alabama. Florida State.
Was the difference.
Yeah.
But still, it was a letdown. They only scored 7 points. Come on.
The injury hurt. The turnovers hurt. Obviously. But I think defensively, if it wasn't for the turnovers, defensively, Florida State should be proud about what they did with Alabama. It wasn't like Alabama would play like bully them out. Usually when you watch Alabama in the first game of the season, they own whoever they play in the first game of the season. They didn't own Florida State. If I'm Florida State going, you know, obviously they lost their quarterback for the whole year in Francois. But if their backup can kind of build off what Francois did, and he can maintain, I think Florida State's still good enough to beat any team in the country and win a national championship. I was impressed with obviously I'm a Michigan fan, so I was impressed with Michigan's defense, knowing they lost so many starters, and I thought they still looked physical. To me, they look faster. Again, the same issue for Michigan is going to be what they dealt with last year is their quarterback. The quarterback plays. Spate has to play better. If Spate doesn't play better, this team isn't good enough to win a national championship. But I was excited about college football. I thought it was an exciting time. Again, I was more fixated on what Josh Rosen did. Again, having thrown 4 touchdowns in that game against Texas A&M and close to 500 yards. So I think that's going to be the Heisman for me. I think Josh Rosen is the Heisman coming for this season. And I'm very impressed with what he did. And hopefully he continues to do it.
Did you – I told you I watched the South Carolina game. Debo Samuel. returned that kickoff right off the jump.
South Carolina versus, was it NC State?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
And he ended up scoring two additional touchdowns. This is a guy who hasn't been healthy for his entire career.
Yeah.
And the reason why it's notable is because there have been comparisons to kind of like Marcus Lattimore.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I feel bad for him.
Who had that horrible injury and seeing Deebo Samuel healthy and looking explosive. It's like, man, now he's probably going to get some NFL looks.
That's your fantasy football. I mean, that's your Heisman pick?
No.
You said it quick. No.
I really don't have a Heisman pick. I think it's too early.
It is.
I mean, because right now, I mean, to be honest, if I had to pick, if you make me pick, I'll pick Baker Mayfield. I mean, he started off the game like 14 for 14.
That's true. Pass. That's a good one, too. Yeah. Anyway, it's about time to wrap this show up, man. It was a pleasure letting y'all know how we roll when it comes to sports. And now, Lathan, I love you. All right. I still love you
if you gain a little weight. Yeah, perfect, right?
It was, man, but I wasn't talking about the way. I was talking about the hair. If you said something about hair, then it would have been definitely perfect because I still love her.
But I'll have to look at the picture.
You got to look at the picture. Everyone, James has just texted me about, James from Jersey texted me about it. Obviously, people like care about my well-being. Psych, okay. They don't. They're evil. They're trying to like kind of.
Alicia Keys went natural, and now here comes
the I know, right? This is the world is, I don't know. Nothing wrong with Alicia Keys' natural look.
She looked fine.
She's still pretty. I wouldn't say all that. Proactive, man. It worked for it, too.
All right.
Anyway, man, it's about time to wrap this show up. Thanks for listening to us. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. Pledge allegiance to the swag.